We're in the yard with certified arborist John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service. Call with your questions right now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Hey, weather's great. We've got some rain recently. I don't have to do anything to do my yard, right, John? I can just forget about it and kick back and take a break.
And this is a beautiful day to get outside and do a little bit of gardening, a little bit of putzing around. You know, this is a great time of year. One of our December talking tree points is it's a great time to do composting. You know, your fall deciduous trees are dropping a lot of leaves right now. A great time to be raking those up. Instead of putting them in a bag and dumping them in the trash, get them into a pile. Even if you don't create an actual compost bin, which are easy to construct out of chicken wire or even some old pallets, put them in a pile. Just put them up in a remote corner of your yard somewhere, and as they say, compost happens. You know, just let those let that degrading take place, and add some green, add some brown. You know, the combination of the carbon and the nitrogen, and add a little bit of water. Get that compost pile cooking, and you know, by spring you'll have a great compost, a nice organic material you can work back into your flower beds and into those other areas of your yard where you want a little more fertility.
And with that compost, I don't need it just for the garden. As you were mentioning, you can use it in lots of areas of the yard, including your trees.
Sure. In and around your trees, in your gardens. Yeah, it's a great top dressing. You can actually plant into it. You know, I want to just be sure I don't forget to mention that that gunk that you pull out of your gutters is awfully great stuff because it's already composted. A lot of times, if you haven't been up there in 6 months, that sludge that's in there this time of year, I love to pull
treasure.
That stuff out. Oh, it is. I tell you, that's a great add to your compost pile.
We still compost even though we don't have a garden. It's just something so satisfying about using things instead of throwing them away. So if you need some compost, let me know.
Well, Rick had you.
Well, I had an interesting comment. I just recently read a book about a mad scientist of the 30s and 40s and 50s. His name was Victor Schauberger. And Victor Schauberger worked in Austria as a forestry person. And he had some profound ideas and insights about nature. And one of the thoughts he had was that you should not cook your compost. Dr. Schauberger, I guess he wasn't a doctor, but Victor Schauberger believed that making compost slowly and letting it decompose naturally and not letting the heat build up was actually better for the compost, the ultimate end product. So recently, I personally have been composting by not allowing my compost pile to heat up. And I think it does make better compost.
It's a little longer process. But
a little longer process. I tell people making good garden soil is like making good soup. The more ingredients you use and the longer time you take, the better the soup is.
So how do you keep it from getting
great
hot?
Great advice.
Do you just not let it pile up too deep?
Correct. And when John was talking about mixing a certain amount of the green and a certain amount of the brown, the more green waste that you add and the bigger your pile, the more likely the compost is to heat up. So I try not to use too much green, and I always add a little more dirt, native soil, into my compost, and I keep the pile small.
Yeah, and if you have to have a certain depth of composting materials to build up the heat. You need about 160 degrees to actually start that cooking process. The longer-term process, you're looking at a year or so for composting to take place naturally without the heating process. If you do try to heat it up, it really accelerates that process, and in about 90 days you can have a finished compost product. But you have to turn it regularly, add water, and, of course, keep that blend of the green and the brown materials to get that compost happening.
And the key is the critters. One of the fascinating things in gardening is we used to argue 40 years ago when I was in the university, we'd argue about organic versus non-organic fertilizing. And what we've learned recently in the last 10 or 15 years that fertility, the fertilizing constituents, isn't as important as the diversity of the critters. So the more critters you have in your soil and the more diverse the population of organisms is, the healthier the soil is.
And critters like what?
Oh, actinomycetes, worms, arthropods, insects, bacteria, fungi. We actually now can analyze soils by the RNA strands. And the more RNA strands that are in the soil, we know the more diverse the critters are that are in the soil. So one of the things that agronomists are doing relative to diversity right now is analyzing a soil before and after, let's say, composting. And you can actually analyze the amount of RNA that's available in the soil after composting as before, and you can actually determine that you have more biological diversity afterwards.
And this whole composting process, too, is increasing that microbial activity in the soil. And when you're adding that back into sometimes our pretty inert soil, we don't have a lot of OM, organic material, in our soil to start with. So if we can take that leaf litter and put it back in one way or another, we're actually increasing and improving this soil microactivity, so the microbiological activity in our soils, encouraging some more of that diverse plant life.
Yeah, it's like making good soup. The more ingredients you have in the soup, the better the soup.
And it's a better environment for worms to get in, to be there, to be all those other microorganisms to be flourishing. It's the rhizosphere, the root zone itself, and to be able to make that a more favorable environment for all those critters you're talking about makes it a more favorable rooting environment.
Amen.
We appreciate the sermon. I never feel like we have a conversation with John Eisenhower. We're in a tree sermon. John Eisenhower, Certified Arborist of Integrity Tree Service, and your guest is?
This is Rick Kober. Yes.
Of Arid
Solutions.
Wholesale Retail Nursery.
Yeah, yeah. Come by and see me anytime.
All right, we're going to get to the calls right after this. Matt's first in Phoenix wants to talk about his peach tree. 1-888-767-4348 to join the conversation.